Let us be the first to tell you that this Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, wow. Look at that new news.
I mean, it could be news to some who just thought it either had already passed or was in the distant future. No, it's Sunday.
Oh, my.
And it seems to be the time to make those stupid bets on stupid things. Yes, the outcome of the game is an obvious one. Who's going to win and how and by how many? You know, point spreads, all that stuff. That's for the true gamblers of the crowd, right? But then you can also make bets on side quests.
Really? Like how many? Is there a limit?
Well, there are a ton. And I've just gathered a few of some of the side quest bets, the prop bets that you can make, along with the probability that it will actually happen. This seems to be a question a lot of people are asking.
Are the rumors true? Are you proposing to Taylor at the half?
Yeah.
He was going to tell the reporter, yeah.
A question posed to Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs.
At halftime?
Yeah,
wouldn't you like to know? Great answer.
Yeah, so that actually is a prop bet. Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift after the game. If, of course, the Chiefs are victorious over the, do you know who they're playing?
The Eagles.
Yes, the Eagles. Good job.
Thank
16%
you.
Is the current odds that it will actually happen.
That is higher than I thought. Like, I figured, like, no one is going to believe he's going to do something that bold.
Well,
if that happens, I will gladly sit over here and say, well, I was wrong about that.
Well, listen, you know how against I am of public proposals.
That's about as public as it gets.
If that were to happen, one, she's not going to say no because she's way too... like put together aware of everything to do that.
You can't like reject a man globally on a global scale.
But you know that if it happened, he would have already said, like it would have already been a thing. He would have said to her, I'm going to propose to you at half or after the game.
We're never going to know that.
We're never going to know it. Never going to know it. No.
Yeah.
No. Another one of the prop bets that you can make, a coach or player will cry during the national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
They're so moved by the national anthem. 81% think that
and
might happen.
And it's the Super Bowl. It'll be all the feelings hitting you.
Yep.
This is real. This is happening. Yep.
They have bets on the color of the Gatorade poured on the winning coach.
Shut up.
Purple Gatorade has the best odds. Me personally,
really?
I think it's going to be blue.
Okay, yeah. I feel like blue would be the more obvious. It's not going to be red. That could, although there could be an argument for red if it's the Chiefs. That could stain.
But are you worried about it staining?
I'm worried about staining.
Gosh, I hope they have good detergent.
Oh, my God. I hope they have good laundry stuff.
I hope the managers there can get the stains out along with all the grass stains and now the Gatorade stains. Oh, my. There's even a prop bet on the halftime show that Kendrick Lamar will mention Drake.
If he performs the song, that's all about Drake, right? Does that count?
Well, he doesn't mention Drake by name, though.
We all know.
Yeah.
We all know. I feel like they have to have some clarification on that particular bet.
Well, and listen, I've even heard that the NFL has asked Kendrick not to do that song that he just won like 5 Grammys on
with. Yeah, it's one of his biggest hits.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough to not perform especially if that was a main reason they asked him.
If they fine him or they ask him not to come back, they can at least say, well, we asked him not to do it.
Well, and what are they going to do? Not pay him?
Exactly. They're not paying him anyway.
Yes, they don't pay him anything. They do that for free,
so,
you know, hoping they're going to get album sales out of it.
There is a small rumor, prop bet, that Taylor Swift will make a cameo during the halftime for Bad Blood.
Oh,
you
because
know, Kendrick
on
does
that song.
That song, yes.
Oh, and she's Kendrick, probably going to be there.
Even though Kendrick is huge, he's not as mass appeal as Taylor Swift is. And
Like, he understands that would be a nice bump.
Yes. So there is a small prop bet that says she could. Actually, there's a 33% chance they're thinking
that
she could.
Yeah, that's not bad. Those are pretty decent odds.
She could make that that little cameo there. Peyton Manning is the second. Now, that's not necessarily for the halftime show. That's just there at the thing. And of course. And then some people are wondering, hey, Jason Kelce, the brother of Travis Kelce. Jason Kelce, who famously played his entire career at the Philadelphia Eagles. And the brothers played against each other 2 years ago. Or 3 years ago, whenever the Super Bowl was, when they played, they're wondering, who is he going to be rooting for?
Wait a second. Didn't they play each other last year?
No. That was 2 years ago.
Really?
I think so, yeah. Okay. No. This is not a repeat of last year's Super Bowl, no.
Okay.
Philadelphia Eagles. Confused. No. They did recently play, and Kansas City ended up winning. But yeah. So, Jason Kelce, they're thinking he's going to be supporting the Eagles in the Eagle Green.
Now, see, I feel like he's going to, because his mom wore like a divided jersey mm-hmm. when they played each other in the
but
Super
that's
Bowl.
Mom.
I feel like, I feel like he can do a divided jersey because, yeah, entire career with the Eagles, brother.
Yeah, but I feel like, but his wife is a Philly girl through and through. And I feel like she's got some sass and she has some say in it.
She might wear the Eagles jersey.
Yeah.
But I feel like Jason has an argument to be divided.
All right, so there you go. There's just some of the more random prop bets that you can make for Sunday's Super Bowl.
That's great. I just make these bets in my brain. I put zero money on it. just like the Derby.
I just have, yes, right.
I pick winners in my head. I put zero money on it.
I would be a millionaire if I actually bet.
Exactly.